弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
今天本来应该是杨腾弟兄在这里分享。
It was supposed to be Brother Yang, who shared the message this morning.
但我们知道，我们弟兄现在还在国内，照顾他的家人。
But we know that our brother is still in China to take care of his family.
所以我们继续为我们的弟兄跟他家人在祷告当中纪念他们。
So may we continue to remember our brother and his family in prayers.
所以弟兄就安排今天我在这里有一点分享。
So today I am here to share messages.
在我们开始的前，我们先读几处的圣经。
So let's read a few scriptures.
第一处我们翻到以弗所书第一章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章，我们就读第三节。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
下面我们要翻到旧约路德记。
And now the Old Testament, the Book of Ruth.
我们要先来读路德记第一章一到五节。
Chapter 1, verse 1 to 5.
路德记一章一到五节。当士师秉政的时候，国中遭遇饥荒，在犹大伯利恒有一个人带着妻子和两个儿子往摩亚地去寄居，这人名叫以利米勒，他的妻名叫拿俄米，他两个儿子一个名叫马伦，一个名叫基连，都是犹大伯利恒的以法他人。他们到了摩亚地就住在那里。后来拿俄米的丈夫以利米勒死了，剩下妇人和他两个儿子，这两个儿子娶了摩亚女子为妻，一个名叫俄尔巴，一个名叫路德，在那里住了约有十年。马伦和基年二人也死了，剩下拿俄米，没有丈夫，也没有儿子。
Ruth chapter 1 verse 1. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land.And a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to dwell in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. The name of the man was Elimelech, the name of his wife was Naomi, and the name of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they went to the country of Moab and remained there. Then Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons.Now they took wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth. And they dwelt there about 10 years. Then both Mahlon and Chilion also died. So the woman survived her two sons and her husband.
接下来是第六节跟第七节。
Now verse 6 to verse 7.
他就与两个儿妇起身，要从摩亚地归回。因为他在摩亚地听见耶和华眷顾自己的百姓，赐粮食与他们，于是他和两个儿妇起行，离开所住的地方，要回犹大地区。
Then she arose with her daughters-in-law, that she might return from the country of Moab. For she had heard in the country of Moab that the Lord had visited his people by giving them bread. Therefore she went out from the place where she was,and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return to the land of Judah.
19节到22节。
Verse 19 to 22.
于是二人同行来到伯利恒，他们到了伯利恒，合成的人就都惊讶，妇女们说，这是拿俄米吗？拿俄米对他们说，不要叫我拿俄米，要叫我马拉，因为全能者使我受了大苦。我满满的出去，耶和华使我空空的回来。耶和华降祸于我，全能者使我受苦。既是这样，你们为何还叫我拿俄米呢？拿俄米和他儿妇摩亚女子路德从摩亚地回来到伯利恒，正是动手割大麦的时候。
Now the two of them went until they came to Bethlehem. And it happened when they had came to Bethlehem,that all the city was excited because of them. And the women said, Is this Naomi? But she said to them, Do not call me Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord has brought me home again empty. Why do you call me Naomi, since the Lord has testified against me, and the Almighty has afflicted me? So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, with her, who returned from the country of Moab. Now they came to Bethlehem at the beginning of barley harvest.
接下来第三章第三节。
Now chapter 3 verse 3.
第三章第三节，路德的婆婆拿俄米对她说，女儿啊，我不当为你找个安身之处，使你享福吗？
Chapter 3 verse 1. Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her, My daughter, shall I not seek security for you, that it may be well with you?
最后我们读第四章十六十七节。
Chapter 4, verse 16 and 17.
第四章十六十七节，拿俄米就把孩子抱在怀中，做他的养母。邻舍的妇人说，拿俄米得孩子了，就给孩子起名叫俄贝德。这俄贝德是耶西的父，耶西是大卫的父。
Then Naomi took the child and laid him on her bosom and became a nurse to him. Also, the neighbor women gave him a name, saying, There is a son born to Naomi, and they called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David.
低头有一些祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，主啊，实在是你愿意能够来召聚我们在你的面前。
Lord, we thank you. You are willing to gather us before you.
因为你不仅召聚我们，你也让我们能够更多的能够来信靠我们的主，倚靠我们的主。
Not only have you gathered us, but also you led us to trust in you more.
因为你要把这个当我们当行的路要指教我们。
Because you want to show this way that we ought to walk on.
因为你要把这条有福的路能够来指教我们。
Because you want to show us this way of blessing.
所以我们就把下面这点时间，我们就交在恩主的手中。
We command the ensuing time onto your hands.
让我们当中所有的人，无论是说的、翻译的、我们听的，都能够来倚靠我们的主，求主能够来帮助我们。
So we may all trust in you, the speakers, the translators and the listeners. We can all trust in you. May you help us.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 好。我想我们每一个人都希望是成为一个有福的人。
I think each one of us want to be blessed.
我相信我们认识人当中的名字当中啊，中文名字当中我们认识的当中，肯定有一个人名字里面是有福这个字的。
I believe that many Chinese names includes at least one character this word of blessing.
因为我们每个人都是希望得着祝福的，希望更多的得着祝福的。
Because we all want to be blessed, we all want to receive more blessings.
但每一个人对福字的理解可能会不太一样。
But not all has the same interpretation of blessing.
我想对中国人来说，福的定义，我觉得可能就包括在福这个字当中。
I think for Chinese, the definition of blessing is actually in this character itself.
因为中国字那个福这个字，它的左面是一个四。
On the left hand of the character is a it's a.
It's okay. 这个四就是代表的祈求的意思。
On the left, the meaning on the left part of the character means to entreat.
右手边比较简单啊，就说到是一口田。
On the right side of the character, it means a field.
所以我们就觉得福就是祈求有一口田，我们丰衣足食。
So the definition for us, blessing is to entreat a field that we can be fed.
而作为神的儿女，我们每一位弟兄姐妹其实最希望得到的福就是神的祝福。
But as children of God, we wanted to receive the blessing from the Lord.
其实我们基督徒的生活应该是一个充满神祝福的生活。
In fact, the Christian life should be full of God's blessing.
当我们蒙恩得救、接受主的时候，我们的神已经在基督里赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气了。
After we were saved by grace and accept the Lord, God has already given us all spiritual blessings in the heavenly place in Christ.
所以我们每一个神的儿女都是在神的祝福当中。
So each and every one of the children of God, they are all in the blessing of God.
我们可以不断地蒙神的祝福，是我们基督徒正常的生活。
It is a normal Christian life to be blessed by God.
无论是我们个人的生活，我们家庭的生活，或者我们团体聚集的生活，都是应该在神的祝福当中的。
Our personal life, our family life, and the life of our gathering should all be under God's blessing.
神把我们放在基督里面，就是要叫我们不要漏掉任何一个神给我们的祝福。
God does not want us to miss any of His blessings, so He put us in Christ.
因为神的旨意要我们每一个神的儿女都在基督里可以完完全全丰丰富富的得着并享受神赐给我们的这个祝福。
God's will is for each and every one of His children to receive and enjoy His blessing entirely and abundantly.
这是神向着我们每一个人的心。
That is God's heart toward each and every one of us.
所以我们每一个神的儿女，我们一定要宝贵神所赐给我们的每一个祝福。
So as children of God, we shall cherish every blessing of God.
不要让我们轻看忽略神给我们的任何一个祝福。
So may we not neglect any blessings from the Lord.
好叫我们不要失去神给我们的祝福。
So that we may not lose any blessings from the Lord.
就像我们每个主日我们能够来到主的桌子面前，能够来领受主给我们的饼杯的时候，
Just as every morning, every Sunday morning, we come before the table to receive the bread and the cup.
这就是神赐给我们的一个祝福。
That is a blessing from the Lord.
我们知道当主和他的门徒吃最后逾越节的宴席的时候，
We know that at the Last Supper,
主耶稣拿起饼来，祝了福，就拨开，递给他们说，你们拿着吃，这是我的身体。
The Lord Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them and said, Take, eat, this is my body.
又拿起杯来祝谢了，递给他们，他们都喝了。耶稣说：“这是我立的血，为你们多为多人所流出的。”
Then he took the cup and had given thanks and gave it to them, and they all drank from it. And he said to them, "This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many."
从这里面我们可以清楚地看到，我们主日早晨所领受的这个饼，所领受的这个杯，是神亲自递给我们，所赐给我们的一个祝福。
So we know that the cup and the bread we receive every Sunday morning is blessed by the Lord Himself.
我们所领受的饼和杯被神祝过福，是主亲自把它递给我们，赐给我们的。
The Lord Himself personally gave this cup and bread to us.
So, 我们要不要来接过主亲自祝福过的这个饼和杯呢？
So, shall we receive this cup and bread of blessing?
我们要不要来领受神给我们的这个祝福呢？
Shall we receive this blessing from the Lord?
所以每当我们来领受这个饼和这个杯的时候，我们就得到了神给我们的这个祝福。
So when we receive this bread and this cup, we receive God's blessing.
我们就能够来享受到主借着这个饼杯所赐给我们的爱。
So we can enjoy God's love through the cup and bread.
当我们明白了这是何等的样的一个祝福的时候，我们就不应该轻看、忽略，甚至漏掉这个祝福。
So when we know, understand what a blessing it is, so then we shall not despise or neglect this.
而是我们要来渴慕，要来宝贵得到这个祝福。
On the other hand, we shall desire and cherish this blessing.
为什么神的祝福是如此的宝贵呢？
Why is God's blessing so precious?
为什么我们不要漏掉任何神赐给我们的祝福呢？
Why shall we not miss any of the blessings?
因为我们的一切，我们的生活，我们的侍奉，都在乎于神的祝福。
Because everything of us, our life, our service, is all depending on God's blessing.
如果没有神的祝福，如果我们少了神的祝福的时候，我们的生活，我们的侍奉一定会有缺乏，一定会有不足。
So without God's blessing, our life or service will suffer a lacking.
我们所熟悉的诗篇84篇第六节当中说到。
In Psalm 84 verse 6 says.
他们经过流泪谷，叫这谷变为泉源之地，并有秋雨之福，盖满了全谷。
As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The early rain also covers it with pools.
如果没有秋雨之福，我们的流泪谷仍旧是流泪谷。
Our valley of Baca still is going to be a valley of Baca without the early rain.
我们所流的眼泪，无论再多，也不会叫这个谷。成为泉源之地。
No matter how many tears we shed, we cannot turn this valley into a spring.
只有从上头来的秋雨之福，从神而来的祝福，才能将这个流泪谷变为泉源之地。
Only through this early rain coming from the heavens and can turn this valley of Baca to a spring.
在旧约中，神也告诉以色列的百姓。他们若听从神的话，就有怎样的祝福会临到他们。
Also in the Old Testament, God told the Israelites, if they obey God's word, and there will be blessing to them.
同时，神也警戒他们，他们若不听从神的话，有怎样的咒诅会追随他们。
And also, God also warned them, if they do not obey the word of God, there will be curse to chase them.
神给以色列百姓当中的其中有一个福，就是说到。你们五个人要追赶100人，100人要追赶10000人，仇敌必倒在你们刀下。
One of the blessings was, five of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight. Your enemies shall fall by the sword before you.
如果我计算没有算错的话，如果五个人追赶100人的话，那么100人应该追赶。2000人。
If I calculate correctly, if five shall chase 100, then 100 shall chase 2,000.
但圣经说一百人要追赶10,000人。
But the Bible says 100 of you shall chase 10,000.
我们知道这绝对不是神算错了。
We know it's by no means that God has calculated wrong.
而是让我们能看到什么叫做神的祝福。
It's here we see what God's blessing is.
无论是五个人追赶一百人，还是一百人要追赶10,000人，这个追赶不是人的追赶，而是神的祝福。
No matter five chase 100 or 100 chase 10,000, this chasing is not a chasing of man. It's the blessing of God.
是神的祝福，五个人才能追赶一百人。
It is the because of God's blessing.That five can chase 100.
同样也是神的祝福，一百人也能追赶10,000人。
Also, it is because of God's blessing, 100 can chase 10,000.
因为神的祝福是没有限量的。
Because there is no limitation of God's blessing.
我们中间有做父母的。
We have parents among us.
如果没有神的祝福的话，可能父母两个人都无法管住一个孩子。
Without God's blessing, with two parents, they still cannot handle one child.
可能要加上两边的祖父母，要六个人来追赶一个人。
And adding up grandparents on both sides, so six people chase one.
而如果有了神的祝福，我们不仅可以带好我们自己的孩子，我们还可以在聚会中来服侍其他的孩子。
So if with God's blessing, not only can we handle our own child, we can also take care of the children in the church.
这就是为什么神的祝福是何等的宝贵。
That is why, how precious the God's blessing is.
我们读经要有亮光，我们祷告要有力量，我们聚会要有供应，这都需要神的祝福。
If we want light in our scripture reading, we want to experience power in prayers, and we want a provision in our assembly, we all need God's blessing.
如果没有神的祝福，我们仍旧可以整夜的打鱼，但是却打不着任何的东西。
Without God's blessing, we can labor all night long to fish, to fish, but still cannot catch anything.
而当有了神的祝福，这个网里就满了大鱼。
But with God's blessing, this net can be full of fish.
所以我们要渴慕来得到神的祝福。
So we shall desire to receive God's blessing.
我们要来渴慕来成为一个蒙神祝福的人。
Desire to be a man that is blessed by God.
因为我们的神是赐福的神。
Because our God is a God of blessing.
我们的神没有保留任何的福气不要给我们。
God did not withhold any blessing not to give it to us.
我们神的心是要为我们敞开天上的窗户，倾倒祝福给我们，甚至无处可容。
Our heart is to open the window of the heaven and to pour down His blessing to us to full to the brim. There is nowhere else to hold the blessing.
所以一方面我们要来渴慕得到神的祝福，要来学习成为一个蒙神祝福的人。
So on the one hand, we shall desire to receive God's blessing to learn to be a man who is blessed by God.
而同时我们也要来省察我们当中，我们身上有没有什么事叫我们不没有办法蒙神祝福的。
On the other hand, we shall observe carefully that is there anything that hinder God, hinder us from receiving blessing from God.
我们要来对付，要来除去这个一切拦阻我们得到神祝福的事物。
We shall deal with and take away anything that hinder us from receiving God's blessing.
除去一切叫神的祝福漏掉的事物。
Take away anything that make us to miss God's blessing.
好叫我们能够来一直活在神的祝福当中，一直是一个蒙神祝福的人。
So that we may live under God's blessing continually and be blessed by God.
为着这个原因，下面我们就要从开始念的旧约圣经当中所一对我们所熟悉的夫妇他们的经历当中来看，我们为什么会失去神的祝福。
Now let's take a look at the story of the old couple in the Old Testament and why people can lose God's blessing.
同时也让我们一起能够来学习如何才能够来得着神的祝福，更多的成为一个蒙福的人。
And also we may learn how to receive God's blessing and become men of to be blessed.
这对夫妇就是记载在路德记当中我们开始所念的以利米勒和拿俄米。
The couple is recorded in the book of Ruth, Elimelech and Naomi.
我们知道以利米勒和拿俄米是生活在四世秉政的时期的人。
We know Elimelech and Naomi lived in the time of Judges.
他们当时是住在犹大伯利恒。
They lived in Bethlehem, Judah.
伯利恒是粮仓的意思，是粮食之家。
Bethlehem means house of bread.
伯利恒后来也是主耶稣降生的地方。
It's also a place where our Lord Jesus was born.
如果从地理上来说，伯利恒是在迦南地靠中间的一个地方。
Bethlehem is close to the middle of the land of Canaan.
迦南地神是神赐给以色列百姓的应许之地。
It's a promised land given by God to Israelites.
神当初在他们要进入迦南应许之地之前，就告诉了他们。那地是美好之地，那地是不缺食物，一无所缺的。
God, before they enter into the land of Canaan, God told them that's a beautiful land, that's a land overflowing honey and milk.
那地是牛奶与蜜，是蒙神祝福的地方。
It's a land overflowing honey and milk. It's a land blessed by God.
但我们看到，在那个时候，那块地却遭遇了饥荒。
But we see that at that time there was a famine on that land.
一个蒙神祝福的地方不再是一无所缺，不再是一块美地。
A land used to be blessed by God. It's no longer a land without lacking. It's no longer a beautiful land.
因为那个地失去了神的祝福。
Because that land lost God's blessing.
一个蒙神祝福的地方不再蒙神的祝福，因为这个就当时以色列百姓他们背离了神。
A blessed land lost God's blessing. It is because Israelites at that time turned away from God.
他们离弃了神的话，他们不再遵守与神所立的约。
They turned aside from God's word and they no longer kept the covenant of God.
他们离弃了神的话，他们就失去了神，他们也就失去了神的祝福。
They turned aside from God's word.Then they lost God, and then they lost God's blessing.
因为一切的祝福都是从神而来的。
Because all blessings are from God.
当我们没有了神的祝福，就落在了咒诅之中。
Without God's blessing, we fall under curse.
所以我们就看到了饥荒。
So we see famine.
我们就看到了人落在了缺乏和荒凉的光景中。
We see those people fell under the condition of famine and desolation.
当人离弃了神的话，粮食之家就没有了粮食。人们就遭遇了饥荒。
When they forsook the word of God, the house of bread is without bread.
主的话是我们生命的粮。
The word of the Lord is a bread of life.
当我们不再关心神的话，我们不再明白神的话，我们如果不再遵行听从神的话的时候，我们就失去了生命的粮。
When we no longer take heed of God's word, no longer understand or listen to or obey God's word, then we lost the bread of life, lost God's blessing.
我们是也就失去了神的祝福。
And then we lost God's blessing.
所以我们不要轻看跟忽略我们每天的读经，我们每周的查经，因为这是我们生命的粮，这个是神的祝福。
So do not neglect the daily scripture reading or the weekly Bible study, because that's bread of life, that's God's blessing.
当我们感觉到我们在遭遇饥荒的时候，我们就要来省察我们自己，我们是不是失去了生命的粮。
So when we feel that we encountered a famine, we shall observe and see if we have lost the bread of life.
当我们遭遇饥荒的时候，我们就应当回转回到神的面前，来重新宝贵神的话。
When there is a famine, we shall return to the Lord and to cherish God's word.
我们来重新遵行神的话，好叫我们能够来脱离饥荒，能够来重新得着神的祝福。
And to obey God's word, so we can be delivered from the famine and to receive God's blessing again.
但这是不是当我们遭遇饥荒、遭遇缺乏，当我们面对我们邻里软弱时的选择呢？
But is this the choice that we make when we encounter famine and lacking and weakness in spiritual?
我们看到当时以利米勒面对伯利恒的饥荒，他的选择是什么呢？
We see what Elimelech's choice when he encountered the famine in Bethlehem.
他就带着他的妻子和两个儿子往摩亚地区。
He took his wife and his two sons to the country of Moab.
他们就住在了摩亚。
And lived in Moab.
人往高处走，水往低处流，对人来说，这个是最自然不过的。
It is natural that man seeks ways upward and the water downward.
哪里有粮食就往哪里去，哪里有丰富就往哪里去。
Where there is bread or prosperity, and that's where people should go.
但这不应该是以利米勒的选择。
But it was not supposed to be the choice of Elimelech.
因为以利米勒是以色列人，是属神的子民。
Because Elimelech was an Israelite, is one of the people of the God.
就像以利米勒，他名字的意思是他的神是王。
Just like his name means his God is king.
一个以神为王的人是不应该离开迦南地而逃亡到摩亚地区的。
A man who has God as his king shall not leave Bethlehem, shall not leave the land of Canaan and flee to the country of Moab.
离开了迦南地，就离开了神的应许之地，就离开了神祝福之地。
Leaving the land of Canaan means leaving God's promised land and leaving the blessing of God.
我们所有神的儿女应该清楚地知道。尽管在迦南地有饥荒有难处，但在那里神永远有出路，因为那里是神的应许之地。
As children of God, we shall know that although there's famine and difficulties in the land of Canaan, but because that's a promised land, there is always a way out.
而离开神的应许之地到迦南地而去往摩亚地，则进入到神的咒诅之地。
But when they left the promised land of Canaan and went to the country of Moab, they entered into a cursed land.
摩亚是神所咒诅的。
Moab was cursed by God.
摩亚被神咒诅是因为当时以色列人要进迦南进应许之地的时候，摩亚人就出来阻挡他们进去。
The reason why Moab was cursed by God was that when the Israelites was about to enter into the promised land, the Moabites came out to go against them.
摩亚人的目的就是不让以色列人能进到迦南地，进到神的应许之地，进到神的祝福之地。
The purpose of the Moabites was to hinder Israelites to enter into the promised land, to prevent them from entering into the promised land, the land of blessing.
所以我们要知道，一切拦阻人进到神的迦南应许之地，不让人得到神的祝福，就一定落在神的咒诅之中。
So we know that all the hindrances that prevent us from receiving God's blessing will fall under God's curse.
所以以利米勒离开迦南地逃往摩亚地去，其实是一件非常讽刺的事情。
So we know that it's very ironic when Elimelech left the land of Canaan and fled to the country of Moab.
以利米勒实在是做了一件非常愚昧的事。
Indeed, he did a very foolish thing.
当我们离开了神的应许，离开了神的旨意，我们就离开了神的祝福。
When we left God's blessing, left God's will, and we left God's blessing.
我们不仅失去了神的祝福，而是会更落在神的咒诅之下。
Not only have we lost God's blessing, we will be falling under God's curse.
以利米勒带着他的妻子拿俄米和他两个儿子马伦基连离开了伯利恒，他们来到了摩亚地，并住在那里。
Elimelech and his wife Naomi and their two sons Mahlon and Chilion left Bethlehem, went to the country of Moab and lived there.
我们已经提到过，以利米勒的名字的意思是他的神是王。
We have mentioned the meaning of the name Elimelech means his God is king.
拿俄米的意思是甘甜。
The meaning of Naomi is sweetness.
他儿子马伦的意思是乐歌。
The meaning of Mahlon is a joyful song.
基连的意思是完美。
The meaning of Chilion was perfection.
一个以神为王的人，带着他的甘甜，离开了伯利恒粮食之家，来到了摩亚地，一个属肉体、充满肉体的地方。
A man who has God as his king, took his sweetness, left the house of bread, and to enter into the land of Moab, a land of flesh and full of flesh.
我们看到后来以利米勒死了。
We see that later on Elimelech died.
他的两个儿子就去娶了摩亚女子为妻。
And his two sons took wives of the women of Moab.
当我们不再以我们的神为王，反而以其他的为王的时候，我们就会来体贴肉体。
When we have something else other than God as the king, we will be mindful of the flesh.
我们就会来与肉体联合。
And we will unite with the flesh.
当我们来体贴肉体的时候，与肉体联合的时候，就是与神为敌。
When we are mindful of the flesh, we are being enmity to God.
就会带来死亡。
And that will bring death.
圣经说到，不仅以利米勒死了，他的两个儿子马伦和基连也死了。
The scripture said not only Elimelech has died, his two sons Mahlon and Chilion also died.
剩下拿俄米没有丈夫，也没有儿子。
And then left Naomi without husband, without sons.
当我们失去了神的祝福，我们就没有了乐歌。
When we lost God's blessing, we also lost the joyful songs.
当我们失去了神的祝福，我们就失去了完美。
We lost God's blessing, we also lost the perfection.
当我们失去了神的祝福，我们的甘甜就变为愁苦。
We lost God's blessing, our sweetness turned to bitterness.
拿俄米就变成了麻辣。
Naomi turned to Mara.
失去了神的祝福，就像没有了丈夫，失去了依靠。
Without God's blessing, it's just like without the husband, without the trust.
失去了神的祝福，就像失去了儿子，没有了盼望。
Without God's blessing, it's like without sons, without hope.
愿我们能够被神能够来时常的提醒，不叫我们离开神的应许，
不叫我们离开神的旨意。
May we often be reminded by God so we may not leave God's promise and will not leave God's will.
即使我们在难处在困境当中的时候不要离开神的祝福之地而去追求其他的福气。
Even when we are under the difficult circumstances, may we not leave the land of blessing and to chase after other blessings.
当我们的心去追求其他的福气的时候，我们一定就失去了神的祝福。
When our hearts are pursuing other blessings, surely we will lose God's blessing.
相反，如果我们能够一直宝贵神的应许，紧紧地抓住神的应许，这样我们就不会失去神的祝福，我们就会一直在神的祝福当中。
On the contrary, if we take hold of cherish God's blessing and God's promise, and we will not, then we will not lose God's blessing and continue to live under God's blessing.
以利米勒是一个失去神祝福的人。
Elimelech was a man that lost God's blessing.
他离弃了神的话，就失去了神的祝福。
He forsook God's word, then he lost God's blessing.
他离开了神的应许，就失去了神的祝福。
He left God's promise, then lost God's blessing.
但我们看到，我们的神是蛮有怜悯、蛮有慈爱的神。
But we know our God is full of mercy and loving kindness.
当人失去了神的祝福，爱我们的神不要我们人一直落在这种光景当中。
Even when we lost God's blessing.The God who loved us would not leave us under this situation.
神要来挽回我们，来恢复我们，让我们能够来重新成为一个蒙福的人。
God wants to restore and revive us so we may receive His blessing again.
我们要知道，这个是神一直向着人的心。
We shall know this is the heart of God towards man.
这也是当时神向着拿俄米的心。
It was also God's heart toward Naomi.
当拿俄米落在摩亚地被咒诅的光景的时候，神就来恢复他。
When Naomi fell under the curse in the country of Moab, God came to restore her.
使她重新成为一个蒙福的人。
And then she became a person to be blessed.
叫她脱离马拉，能够来重新得回甘甜。
And then she was delivered from Mara and regained the sweetness.
下面我们只是从记载在路德记中拿俄米所经历的一点点，我们来思想如何能够来成为一个蒙福的人。
So now let's meditate how to be a man who received God's blessings through Naomi's experience.
第一，一个蒙福的人是一个不忘记神祝福的人。
First, a blessed man is a man who does not forget God's blessing.
拿俄米是如何开始重新成为一个蒙神祝福的人？
How did Naomi start to be a blessed person?
是因为他在摩亚地听见了耶和华眷顾自己的百姓，赐粮食与他们。
Because he heard that the Lord has visited his people when she was in the country of Moab.The Lord has given bread to His people.
当拿俄米听见神在迦南地、神应许之地赐福给他的百姓的时候，他的心就被激动。
Naomi's heart was stirred up when she heard that the Lord has blessed His people in the land of Canaan.
即使当时他是落在全能者管教的手下。
Although when she was under the chastening hand of the Almighty,
但她的心里仍有一个爱慕神祝福的心。
But she still had the desire to receive God's blessing.
她没有忘记神曾经在她身上、在她家中一切的祝福和恩惠。
She did not forget what God has blessed her household.
否则他不会说我是满满的出去的。
Otherwise, she won't say I went out full.
我们熟悉的有一首诗歌叫数主恩惠。
There's a hymn we are all familiar with that is counting the blessing.
副歌说到数主恩惠要一一的数，记着他曾如何眷顾你。数主恩惠要一一的数，你就要稀奇他曾如何爱你。
It says count your blessings.Name it one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. And count your blessings, name it one by one. It will surprise you what the Lord has done.
一个能 一一数算神恩典的人是一个蒙福的人。
A man who can count the blessing one by one, it's a man who are blessed.
一个不忘记神祝福，常常想起神的恩典的人，是一个蒙福的人。
A man who does not forget God's blessing, can remember God's blessing often, is a man who is blessed.
而当我们忘记神在我们身上的恩典跟祝福，我们就不会是一个蒙福的人。
So when we forget God's blessing, we will not be a man who are blessed.
我们记得在圣经马拉基书当中，耶和华对以色列百姓说：“我曾爱你们。”百姓却说：“你在何事上爱我们呢？”
We know in the book of Malachi, the Lord said to the Israelites, "I have loved you," but they said, "In what way have you loved us?"
说这些话的以色列百姓，他们是谁呢？
Who are these people who said this? Who said this?
其实他们不是一般不认识神的人，不是一群对神没有任何经历的人。
They are not the people who did not know God, who did not experience God.
这些发问的人，他们其实是从巴比伦被掳之地归回的人。
They are those who returned from the captivity in Babylon.
他们是在巴比伦被掳之地被神激励而归回的少数人，是一群渔民。
They were those the remnant that who were steered by God to return from Babylon.
他们经历了神在他们身上的爱。
They have experienced God's love.
所以能让他们当时舍弃地上的一切，回到荒凉的耶路撒冷。
So that they left everything and returned to the desolate Jerusalem.
他们因为神的爱的一个激励，他们恢复了圣殿，他们重建了耶路撒冷的城墙。
Because of the compelling of God's love, they restored the temple and then they rebuilt the wall of the Jerusalem.
但后来他们却忘记了神的爱。
But later on, they forgot God's love.
反而他们来问神：“你在何事上爱我们？”
And they turned to ask God, "In what way have you loved us?"
他们忘记了神一切的恩惠。
They have forgotten God's blessing.
他们或许当时只记得神对他们的管教。
They may remember God's chastening.
他们忘记了神在他们身上的爱。
But they forgot God's love.
这样他们就不再是一个蒙福的人。
Then they are no longer those who are blessed.
我们知道之后有几百年的时间，神没有再来对这些以色列百姓说话。
We know God no longer spoke after that for hundreds of years.
我们感谢主，拿俄米没有忘记神的祝福。
We thank the Lord Naomi did not forget God's blessing.
所以她能够来回转，能够来重新成为一个蒙福的人。
So she can return and become a man who are blessed.
愿我们没有忘记神的爱，没有忘记神在我们身上当中一切的恩惠。
May we not forget God's love. May we not forget all the blessings from God.
让我们能够来常常纪念神给我们的祝福。
So we may remember God's blessing.
使我们成为一个蒙福的人。
And become the people who are blessed.
第二，一个蒙福的人是一个选择神祝福的人。
Secondly, a man who is blessed is the one who chooses God's blessing.
当拿俄米在摩亚地听见耶和华眷顾自己的百姓，赐粮食给他们的时候，他就起身要从摩亚地归回，回到犹大地区。
When Naomi heard that the Lord had visited his people by giving them bread, he arose and wanted to return from the country of Moab.
我们看到拿俄米在摩亚地失去了丈夫，没有了儿子，一无所有的时候，她来选择归回，回到犹大地区。
We see that Naomi chose to return when she lost husband and sons in the country of Moab.
她选择了神的祝福。他选择离开摩亚咒诅之地，他选择回到迦南神应许之地。
She chose God's blessing. She chose to leave the cursed land of Moab, and she chose to return to the promised land of Canaan.
因为只有迦南地神的应许之地，才是神所 神所赐福的地方。
Because the land, the promised land of Canaan is where, is where God's blessing is.
无论在神所赐福的地方发生了什么事情，但那地方仍旧是神所要赐福的地方。
No matter what had happened in that blessed land, that land was still blessed by God.
当一个人选择归回，当一个人选择回家的时候，就是一个蒙福的人。
When a man chose to return, when a man chooses to go home, he chooses to be blessed.
就像浪子选择回家，就像拿阿米选择归回，他们就是蒙福的人。
It's just like the prodigal son chooses to return, just like Naomi chose to return. They are the ones who are blessed.
今天神的祝福只在基督里。
Today, God's blessing is in Christ.
神的祝福只在基督的身体中。
God's blessing is only in the body of Christ.
在神所爱的教会里面。
In the church that loved by God.
所以，我们选择什么呢？
So what do we choose?
很多的时候，当我们看到我们当中有这个不完美，我们当中有这个缺乏，这个不足的时候，我们有没有想过要选择其他的呢？
So when we see all the imperfection, all the lacking among us, have we ever thought to choose otherwise?
我们有没有要选择当时亚当夏娃所选择的呢？
Have we thought about choosing what Adam and Eve had chosen?
我们有没有选择罗德当时所选择的呢？
Did we choose what Lot has chosen?
其实我们看到他们选择的不是一些不好的东西。
We see that it's not that they had chosen some bad things.
其实他们所选择的在人的眼中绝对是非常好的东西。
What they had chosen was actually good in man's eyes.
就像知识善恶树，就像约旦河的全平原。
Just like the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, just like all the plains of Jordan.
但唯一的一个问题是他们没有选择神所选择的。
But the only one problem was they did not choose God, what God had chosen.
一个蒙福的人一定是选择神所选择的。
A blessed man must choose what God chooses.
神选择迦南地，我们就选择迦南地。
God chose the land of Canaan, we also choose the land of Canaan.
神选择主耶稣，我们就选择主耶稣。
God chose the Lord Jesus, we shall choose the Lord Jesus.
神选择神的家，我们就选择神的家。
God chose the house of God, we shall choose the house of God.
这样，我们就是选择了神的祝福，我们就是一个蒙福的人。
Thus we choose God's blessing, we are the one who are blessed.
拿阿米选择了神所拣选的，就回到了伯利恒，回到了神的粮食之家。
Naomi chose what God chooses, then she returned to Bethlehem, returned to the house of bread.
圣经记载到，他们回来的时候，正是动手割大麦的时候。
The scripture says when at the time of when they came back, that was at the beginning of barley harvest.
我们看到拿阿米一回到神的应许之地，就能享受到神的。丰富就能够来享受到神的祝福。
We know that Naomi, as soon as she returned to the promised land, she can enjoy God's blessing and all the richness.
就像那个浪子一回到家里，就马上享受到他父亲家里一切的丰富。
Just like the prodigal son, as soon as he got home, he can enjoy all the fullness of the house of the father.
一个选择神所选择的人。一个选择神祝福的人是一个蒙福的人。
A man who chooses what God has chosen is the one who chooses God's blessing, is the one who is blessed by God.
第三，一个蒙福的人是一个能祝福人的人。
Thirdly, a blessed man is a man who can bless others.
拿阿米在路德记当中不是一个主要的人物。
Naomi is not a main character in the book of Ruth.
但我们却看到，如果没有拿俄米，就没有路德记。
But we see that if there's without Naomi, there's no the book of Ruth.
没有拿俄米，就没有路德后来所得到的一切的福气。
Without Naomi, there won't be any blessing of Ruth.
路德一个摩亚女子到最后怎么会成为神的子民，并被列在耶稣的家谱中呢？
Ruth as a Moabitess, how did she become one of the people of God and listed in the genealogy of Jesus?
我们知道这个绝对不是因为路德嫁给了以利米勒的儿子马伦，而是因为她跟随了拿俄米回到了伯利恒。
We know it was not because that Ruth married Mahlon, the son of Elimelech. It was because she followed Naomi back to Bethlehem.
路德后来怎么会与波阿斯联合的呢？
How did Ruth unite with Boaz?
是因为拿俄米关心路德说，我不当为你找个安身之处，使你享福吗？
Because Naomi cared about Ruth and said, My daughter, shall I not find a place of security for you?
是拿俄米带领路德来到了神的祝福之地，是拿俄米引导路德得着了最大的福气。
It was that Naomi who led Ruth back to the promised land, and it was Naomi who led Ruth to receive the greatest blessing.
拿俄米是一个神用来祝福别人的器皿，是一个能祝福人的人。
Naomi was a vessel that can bless others.
谁是一个能祝福 人的人呢？
Who is the one who can bless others?
一个能祝福人的人是一个能把人带到神面前的人，是一个能把神能把人带到更靠近神的人。
A man who can bless others is the one who can bring people before God and to draw people near to God.
所以我们看到是拿俄米带着路德来认识神。
We see that it was Naomi who led Ruth to know God.
是拿俄米带路德来到神的应许之地。
It was Naomi who led Ruth to the promised land.
是拿俄米带路德来到波阿斯的面前。
It was Naomi who led Ruth before Boaz.
拿俄米是一个能把祝福带给人的人。
Naomi is the one who can bless others.
我们知道在旧约圣经当中，神给祭司的一个工作就是祝福百姓。
We know that in the Old Testament, one of the duties for the priest was to bless the people.
我们都很喜欢的民数记第六章中的祝福就是祭司为以色列百姓的祝福。
The blessings in Numbers chapter 6 was the blessing from the priest to the Israelites.
旧约当中神的祭司是将人带到神面前的人，是给人祝福的人。
In the Old Testament, the priest would those who can bring people to God can bless people.
而在新约中我们都是神君尊的祭司。
And in the New Testament, we are all the royal priesthood.
我们理应将人更多的带到神的面前。
We ought to bring people back to God.
因为人人都需要神的祝福。
Because each and everyone needs God's blessing.
不是我们任何的人有什么福气。
It's not that we man has any blessing.
而是当我们把人带到神的面前的时候，赐福的神就能赐下祝福。
It's because when we bring people back to God, the God of blessing can bestow blessings.
拿俄米虽然不是祭司，但他却像祭司一样来祝福路德。
Although Naomi was not a priest, but she blessed Ruth as a priest.
他带路德来到神的面前，来得着神极大的祝福。
She led Ruth back to the Lord and received a great blessing from the Lord.
拿俄米所以能够来成为神祝福的器皿，是因为他能够来服在神大能的手下。
The reason why Naomi can become a vessel of blessing is because he submitted herself under God's hands.
他不仅能够来服在神祝福的手下，他也能够来服在神管教的手下。
Not only can she submit herself under God's hand of blessing, also she submitted herself under God's hand of chastening.
当他看见了神管教的手，他没有抱怨，他没有逃避神的手，而是接受神的手。
She did not escape or complain when she saw God's hand of chastening.
只有一个能自卑在神的面前，愿意服在神大能手下的人，才能成为神祝福人的器皿。
Only the man who humbled himself under God's almighty hand can become the vessel of blessing.
主耶稣能成为我们众人的祝福，是因为我们的主完全的服在神大能的手下。
Our Lord Jesus can become our blessing is because he humbled himself under the almighty hand of God.
他能够来存心顺服以至于死且死在十字架上。
He became obedient to the point to death, even the death of cross.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。
Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name.
神把一切的祝福都放在了耶稣基督的里面。
God has put all the blessings in Jesus Christ.
所以我们今天才可以因着主耶稣基督蒙到神的祝福。
So today we can receive God's blessing because of the Lord Jesus.
我们要成为一个能祝福人的器皿。
In order to become a vessel blessing,
我们要来叫神先来倒空我们，好使我们能够来盛装神丰盛的祝福。
We shall allow God to empty us first, so we can be filled with God's blessing.
当我们能够来更多的被基督充满，我们就能够来成为祝福人的人。
The more we're filled by Christ, we can become those who can bless others.
而一个能祝福人的人，是一个蒙福的人。
A man who can bless others is a man who is blessed.
拿俄米最后成为了一个蒙福的人。
At the end, Naomi became a blessed.
虽然他曾经离开了神的应许之地，住在摩亚神咒诅的地方。
Although she has left God's promised land and went to the cursed land of Moab.
但神没有撇弃他。
But God did not forsake her.
因为拿俄米没有忘记赐福的神。
Because Naomi did not forget the God of blessing.
她没有忘记神的祝福。
She did not forget God's blessing.
所以她能够来回转，重新成为一个蒙福的人。
So she can return to become a blessed person.
拿俄米选择神所拣选的。
Naomi chose what God has chosen.
她重新回到神的应许之地。
She returned to the promised land.
她选择了神的祝福，成为一个蒙福的人。
She chose God's blessing and became a blessed person.
拿俄米也是一个能祝福人的人。
Naomi was also a person who can bless others.
她不仅自己回到了神的应许之地，她也带领路德来认识神。
Not only that she herself went back to the promised land, she also led Ruth to know God.
她也带领路德来到神的祝福之地，带领路德来到波阿斯的面前，带领路德来得到上哈的福分。
She led Ruth to the land of blessing, and she led Ruth to Boaz, and led Ruth to receive the great blessing.
她是一个神祝福人的一个器皿。
She was a vessel of God's blessing.
一个能祝福人的人是一个蒙福的人。
A man who can bless others is a man who is blessed.
所以拿俄米最后成为了一个蒙福的人。
So at the end, Naomi became a person who was blessed.
那么拿俄米她所蒙的福到底是什么呢？
So what was the blessing Naomi has received?
为什么她最后是一个蒙了神祝福的人呢？
Why was she at the end was blessed by God?
因为在路德记中，我们很清楚的、容易的看到路德是一个蒙福的人。
Because in the book of Ruth, we can clearly see that Ruth was blessed.
因为她从一个外邦女子，最终成为了大卫的曾祖母。
Because as a Gentile, she later on became the great grandfather of David.
我们也很容易看到波阿斯也是一个蒙福的人。
And we can easily see that Boaz was also a blessed person.
因为他恢复了以色列家的产业，他的家像先祖犹大拔勒斯的家一般坚固。
Because he restored the inheritance of the Israelites, and his household was fortified as his ancestor Judah and Perez.
而且他们两个人的名字都被列在了耶稣的家谱当中。
And also both of their names were listed among the genealogy of Jesus.
所以我们很清楚地看到路德和波阿斯绝对是一个蒙神祝福的。
So we can clearly see that Ruth and Boaz, they were blessed.
但我们来看拿俄米。
But let's look at Naomi.
拿俄米到最后仍然没有丈夫，仍然没有儿子。
She was still without husband, without sons at the end.
那么最后为什么她成为一个蒙福的人？她所蒙的福到底是什么呢？
Why was she blessed, and what was the blessing she received?
我们在路德记最后一章末了看到一件事情。
At the end of the last chapter of the book of Ruth, we saw one thing.
那里说到，拿俄米就把孩子抱在怀中。
It says Naomi took the child and laid him on her bosom.
这个孩子叫俄贝德，是大卫的祖父，是主耶稣肉身的先祖。
The name of the child was Obed, who was the grandfather of David, who was the ancestor of our Lord Jesus in flesh.
拿俄米抱着那个孩子在手中，这就是他所蒙的福。
Naomi held the child in her hands. That was a blessing she received.
不是她又有了丈夫，她成为蒙福。
It was not that she had a husband, so she was blessed.
不是因为她又有了儿子，她才蒙福。
It was not that she had sons, so she was blessed.
这些她都没有。
She had none.
但是拿俄米怀中抱着那个孩子，这就是她所蒙的。
But Naomi held the child in her bosom. That was a blessing.
因着最后她手中有了这个孩子，她就是一个蒙福的人。
Because of the child that she held in her hands, she was the one who were blessed.
当拿俄米抱着这个孩子的时候，其实她手中就有了我们的主耶稣基督。
When Naomi held the child in her hands, she has our Lord Jesus in her hands.
当我们的手中有基督的时候，我们就是一个蒙福的人。
When we have Christ in our hands, we are the ones who are blessed.
而如果我们手中满了其他的东西，却没有基督的时候，我们就不是一个蒙福的人。
On the other hand, when our hands are full of other things other than Christ,
神所赐给我们的福气不是其他的。
The blessing that God has given us is none else but Christ.
只有基督才是神的祝福。
Only Christ is the blessing of God.
当我们手中有了基督，我们就成为了一个蒙福的。
When we have Christ in our hands, we are the ones who are blessed.
当我们在地上的日子一天天的这样过去。
When our day is passing day by day.
当我们最后我们要离去的时候，当我们要见主的时候。
When we are about to leave, when we are about to see our Lord,
我们的手中有什么？
What we have in our hands.
愿最后我们每个人的手中没有其他的，只有基督。
When we have nothing else but Christ in our hands.
这样我们就是一个蒙神祝福的人。
Thus we are the ones who are blessed by God.
愿主来帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
使我们成为一个蒙福的人，成为一个手中蛮有基督的人。
So we may become those who are blessed. We may become the ones, whose hands are full of Christ.
我们低头祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，你不仅救我们，你也把我们放在基督的里面。
Lord, we thank you. Not only have you saved us, you also put us in Christ.
你叫我们能够来享受在基督里一切的丰富，让我们成为一个蒙神祝福的人。
So we may enjoy all the blessings in Christ, and so we may become the ones who are blessed by God.
我们每个人每天的日子实在是需要你来加上祝福，好叫我们的日子是能够蒙你祝福的日子。
In our daily life, we need your blessing, so our days can be blessed by you.
求你叫我们有这样一个更多渴慕你祝福的心，叫我们不要忘记你的祝福。
Lord, we may have the hearts of desiring your blessing. May we not forget your blessing.
叫我们能够来选择你的祝福，也叫我们能够来成为祝福人的一个器皿。
Let us choose your blessing, so we may can be the vessels. We may can be maybe the vessels of your blessing.
为着你仍旧给我们的日子，我们求主的这样一个特别的恩典。
Lord, we ask for your grace.
让我们手中更多的有。基督
So in our hands, we have more Christ.
叫我们都能够来成为一个蒙福的人。
We may all become those who are blessed by God.
我们感谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We thank you in the Lord Jesus' name. We pray.
Amen.